Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're going to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy that's got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
So I guess if the NBA is pleased with its ratings, then it wasn't on TNT.
Right.
The finals?
Yeah. Well, ABC. That's the way to do it. Yep.
I'm not looking for credit. I decided last evening, it was a weekend of driving for me again, lacrosse tournament, and got home at around the time of when the game started. And I decided if this game is close, I'll see online. It's close, like mid third quarter on, I'm there. I mean, I was interested enough to commit to that.
Yeah.
It didn't ever get me because of Halliburton. That injury is a terrible shame. He loses a year now, maybe. He was so interesting.
Yeah.
These incredible comeback shots he was making, buzzer beaters.
Yep. All through the playoffs. Yeah.
I mean, we know from this. I don't know if I need to say anything else about. I didn't ever end up watching any of it. Indiana. You don't have to be a basketball fan. I'm really not, like I used to be, so I'm not coming from a place where I'm here telling you how it went. Indiana, though, was, I mean, a huge underdog going into the playoffs to get as far as the finals. Like, they were not – Boston was supposed to go to the finals,
right?
Or Cleveland, right? And then
yeah,
it was the Knicks.
They were an underdog. I think they were even an underdog against the Knicks. They were an underdog every step.
Yeah, and so Boston has the injury, loses to New York. Indiana is an underdog against Cleveland, beats Cleveland, and they get all the way to the finals. That franchise has never won a championship. And suddenly, what is it? Is it the 99 Sabres in a way? We're like, wait a minute, this could really happen.
We could do this, yeah.
And in the finals, they're the biggest home underdog of all time. Literally, one of the games in Indiana was that. Maybe game six, as late as game six, where they were 6.5-point underdogs, or it might have been game 3 or 4. And still, they get all the way to being ahead. It's 0-6 Sabres a little bit now. Ahead at halftime,
right,
of game 7 and lose. And now, this player who just became a star, really, in the playoffs. He already kind of was.
Yeah. I heard his name last year a lot, but they didn't obviously have this kind of success.
Closer to a household name for a basketball fan than he was.
Yep.
And now he's out for all of next year. That is taking That is a gut punch.
And the injury happened in, you know, the first quarter of game seven, and they were more than holding their own. We talked about this briefly earlier. I bailed out with about 2 minutes to go in the first half. That was my, okay, check out of the living room, go upstairs, watch it on the iPad. And I knew halftime was coming. Like, all right, I give myself a little while. I was also targeting, like you said, middle of the third quarter. I'll check back in. I'll see what's going on. And honestly, the app opens and it's like, the lead is 21. Or what? I'm like, okay, I'm out. Like, I just, there's not going to be this dramatic comeback. The guy that they need to lead that is not there. He got hurt in the early part of the game. And like, that's it, I'm done. So I didn't even stick around. But I was with it earlier. And yeah, I mean, they were more than live. They were winning at halftime. Like you said, like, that's on the road. I don't know. At least that game, I think if Halliburton stays in it, I think even at 21 points in the third quarter, or whenever it was, I might be off on the timing there. Whenever I dipped back in, that was the lead, I'm pretty sure. And if he's there, I might think, all right, you know what? I'm going to, because they've done this before. They did this to this team in game one. I'm all right. I'm here. But without him, I was just like, no way. They're not going to be able to mount that comeback. And, you know, they didn't. So, yeah, that's got to be so tough to be to that the edge there. Game seven, such a big underdog every step of the way, and your dude goes out. Oh, man.
Well, the Sabre comparisons are not injuries in those situations as much as they are just departures. Because whenever they've gotten, at least, you know, more recent history, when they've gotten close, it tends to be unexpected. 06, 99, you know, somewhat unexpected. And that's super fun. And you go all the way to the semis or the finals, you know, in that ride. And then when it ends, when Kasparaitis beats Hasek on a wrist shot and he skates off the ice, you can think to yourself, he is not coming back.
That's the end of that.
And that was correct.
Right.
And, you know, when Alfredson scores in 07, it's not just that your cup dream is over and this ride you go on for months with them to imagine a championship is over, but it's by the time the press conferences start and Drury's bleeding from the mouth talking about how they weren't tougher, it's over. Like, it's going to get – now it's really going to change. Like, all in that one
– right.
In hockey, it's one goal, an overtime goal sometimes. Like, you go from – I mean, 0-1, you're looking at the semis and a real shot to, like, goodbye, and then it turns its bankruptcy and its own
right.
Team for sale.
That's right.
Gary Bettman's going to run the Sabres.
Right.
2 years from that, Gary Bettman is, like, literally running the Sabres.
Yeah.
That's a big drop.
Right. And then 3-4 years from there is 06 and 07. Jay McKee's shin pad would like a word about the timing. It wasn't in a game, obviously, but, you know, that happened in advance of this game seven. So it's, I mean, maybe it's as close as we're going to get. He's not Halliburton either, but still, it mattered a lot. It really, really hurt them to not have him. But yeah, by the time 07, summer of 07, I didn't think it was all going to blow apart. I just thought they're going to lose one of these two guys. That was how that felt. I don't think I'm misremembering it. Like, they sort of drawn their line on Briere, so I thought they made their choice. They're going to keep Drury, and I thought that they would do that. And then they lost them both on the same day within hours of one another. It was like, oh, yeah, this is completely over. And now we got to pay Vanek $7 million just to keep him, and here we are.
Tough one.
Yeah.
Indiana, look, but that would be a team, I think, where you rarely get that close, where it opens up. Basketball's different because without the great player, like, it's the stars win. The top, yeah. The teams with the top stars in the sport win. And if you don't have that, does Indiana have that in the sky? He's more just like a, you know, a magician than he is like a dominant superstar or something, I think. Maybe I'm wrong. But without that, and, you know, there's still Boston and there's still the other teams. Like, yeah. Oh, that was the Sabres, too. Like, 99, you're not going to get – you can't assume that that's not much to say, another shot at this. Like, you're not positioned to just, like, win for years.
Yeah.
Like, the Leafs have lost famously in the playoffs, but they go into every season. This is now a form of torture, I think, for them. I mean,
as
for everybody.
Favorite, yeah.
But they go into every season pretty much knowing that they're great. Like, they're going to have a great team, a great season, and then it's just going to – that's the Bills now.
Right.
All over the road. But that's the Bills now, where it's like, okay, well, they'll probably be great again and be in, you know – a tie game with 10 minutes left against Mahomes or Jackson or Burrow.
Can they do it?
Right. Can they do it?
Right.
Or someone that Bulldog considers one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL, Jalen Hurts.
Elite, top 10.
Easily top 10.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, ahead of some clowns. No, clowns is a little strong. You probably want that back.
You know who I'm excited about? Did I say this on Friday when we talked quarterbacks? I'm excited about Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, it came up. We did reverse AFC power rankings, I believe, on Friday late.
I don't think we did.
We didn't.
Oh, no,
we didn't. We skipped it. That's right. But yeah, it came up because you mentioned it late, and I said, you know, yeah, I've been trying to. I'm thinking about pushing them
up, down.
Yeah. Either way, it doesn't matter which way you're pushing in this. But I'm thinking it's kind of time for it to happen or not. Like, it's another new coach that's supposed to be able to get the best out of him. Maybe the best look he's had at that. I mean, really, what was it? Peterson was that. And that didn't work. Urban Meyer definitely was not that. So
I think Peterson is Bielsma.
Credibility, but not that good.
Ring.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
not that good.
Well, this guy, Liam Cohen, the way he's talking about shaping that offense around Brian Thomas Jr., and we'll see how much Travis Hunter – is there trepidation in the – I'm really going to ask this – the fantasy community about him as a receiver? I just saw it alluded to today from – you know, I don't follow certainly not the volume of fantasy analysts that you do, but the guys that we've had on the show I generally end up following – and I just know I saw some stuff today, like, there's just not a real good feel for how much he's going to play on offense. And that it's, you know, cornerback first and sprinkle in offense.
Last I heard, which is now maybe like a month ago, was Liam Cohen, their new coach, talking about him like he was a wide receiver first. Out of the draft, that was the vibe from Jacksonville. Like, don't worry about it. In that context.
Yeah.
There are fantasy players who are worried about it, and it might be right to be, and he's a good debate. He's a good debate already. What to do with him? Can you trust him to play full time both ways? Maybe not right away, maybe never. He's a great debate, and it's fantasy is a microcosm of that, because you need him to run routes. You want him to run 80% of the routes. And if he does that, and he's the best receiver out of the draft, like most people said, then you've really got something. But if he runs half the routes, you know, you've probably overspent. And it's likely to change over time, right? But like right away,
yeah.
What do they want to do with him? Jacksonville week one, I'm so excited for week one. It's still like, what, 2.5 months? Jacksonville home to Carolina, week one. I kind of like it. I want to see Carolina with Tet McMillan. And is Bryce Young actually good? Because he finished the season pretty good. Even ran for touchdowns late. Like, he's interesting fantasy-wise. He's really cheap. And Jacksonville with Hunter. And also what they do at running back. You want to know in fantasy, like, what the debate is. There's that one. But in terms of the Jaguars, it's running back. Because they have ETN. And they have Tank Bigsby, who you like. And then they drafted the guy I wanted for the Bills, Bashaal Tuten, in round four. And he might be the best of them, but he's round four rookie.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a tough one to figure out. What's the toughest?
Not for me.
Well, you're not going to try. What's the toughest Bills one to figure out? Like, what do the Bills have that's anything like that?
Elijah Moore, maybe.
Yeah.
How you know, the receiver room in general, but I feel like Elijah Moore is the wildest card in the deck there. Because I could see a scenario where it goes really well to start, and he's on the field more than we're anticipating right now, certainly more than we anticipated when they signed him to a relatively modest contract after the draft. And suddenly he's like their second leading receiver or something. And there's also a world where, I don't want to exactly get to Chase Claypool. I think this guy's a more credible idea than that. I think he's going to be on the team. But he doesn't have to get a jersey. Like, if Curtis Samuel also asserts himself, they may take turns, the opponent dependent. I don't know. But Moore, I feel like, is a big, you know, figure. How does that puzzle fit together?
I wish we could really get clues about that during the summer, but it won't be easy. Like, I think Elijah Moore is probably somebody that the Bills would want to see play in the preseason, but Allen won't. So what good is that, right? I think where he can win, if it's versus Samuel, where he can win is if he shows to be, like, he's going to be where they expect him to be on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Because after he can run and he can catch it. So as long as, like, they can trust him to be where he's supposed to be, and I think maybe after a year Samuel can provide that, but might just not be any more explosive like Elijah Moore might be. So you might have a battle between athleticism and trustworthiness.
Yep. It feels to me like with that point made about Allen not playing in the preseason, except for like a cameo probably in maybe one of the games, but like you're not going to get bankable, actionable reps between them in any of the preseason games. These joint practices with the Bears might be a really good spot to look.
Sure.
You know, not, you know, I'll stop short of, like, you know, wanting to know the stats necessarily, but if he's, you know, if everybody that's there watching, they're like, man, Elijah Moore again today. You know, it just, the Bears couldn't cover him, or, you know, whatever it is. Allen trusts him. Allen's finding him. There seems to be kind of, then, like, that maybe would be bankable. It might be the most bankable thing we'll see all summer, is those joint practices. Not say, you know, not to ignore the regular practices, is that'll matter too. But I think those Bears practices could be more informative than the preseason games at all.
Maybe. Did you see the picture of Ross Tucker's golf clubs?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
So he went golfing today, apparently, at Jason Kelce's tournament. And he tweeted about how his wife threw away his golf bag. So all his golf clubs, he just put into a box.
Cardboard box.
A thin cardboard box, like, that maybe...
A box you would use to ship golf clubs. Maybe.
Right. I was starting to think, what would come in a box like this? Clubs would come in a box like this.
Right.
Maybe not that many.
Right.
So that's what he's got here. I wonder how this went.
My dude, is there a pro shop at the course that Jason Kelce is having his tournament at?
Yes, I'm going to say yes.
Yes. I mean, come on. Go buy a bag. You're Ross Tucker. I mean, it's a good bit. And if he doesn't really play at all, so much so that I think he said his golf bag was falling apart, that's why his wife discarded it on him. He didn't know. Then, you know, but just buy a bag.
They would lend him one.
Sure they would. That's right. Maybe they did after this happened.
I would think they would just like, here, Ross.
Here's a bag.
And then he'll appreciate that, and then he'll buy it.
Right. Or here's even a whole set of clubs to use today. Whatever.
Yes.
Right.
Like they do when you go out.
Although maybe this sort of thing, there's a lot of people doing that, and, you know, maybe they could run low. But yeah, we've done that twice now, renting clubs at resorts on vacation, and, you know, it's not your stuff. You know, some minor trouble. You know, you can't trust it as much as the stuff that you've been fitted for. But whatever, it's fine. Gets it done.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's usually pretty, you know, it's the current stuff, too.
It's brand new. Or not, maybe not brand new, but...
within like a year said, or so. Yeah,
it's fairly new. It's been used, but it's fairly new. Couple of Bills things that we haven't talked about and won't have time to today, but that were interesting to read last week, just never came up in here. The luxury player article Bill Barnwell wrote that included a section on Alec Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't a Bills article, but he had like a half dozen nominees for these luxury player positions, and the Bills with the sixth offensive lineman last year was written about. Also, there was an all-quarter-century team. Aaron Schatz was involved in that. It came out last week. There was one Bills player on it and one Bills former Bills coach on it.
Huh. I don't know how. I saw reference to that. Well, I have a feeling you're going to tell me these names. I'm going to go, yeah, I read that. But I can't remember it right now.
Wade Phillips was defensive coordinator for the all-quarter-century team.
I saw Wade tweet about being pleased that he was mentioned. Yes.
Yep. And T.O. is the only player who ever played for the Bills that was on
roster. Thanks for reminding us all that happened.
And there isn't time here now either, but I did have a thought earlier when we were talking about the Sabres and the caller who mentioned, like, on the morning show, they basically might have said, I don't care if they trade anybody. There's nobody I'm, like, attached to here, right? And, you know, they wouldn't want it to be a bad trade, but, like, the point is, go do anything. And that reminded me of a conversation I had during the drought years with the Bills involving a star player on those teams and, like, the legacy of it all. And it was about the Wall of Fame maybe someday. And the guy was like, why would anybody want to come to see me honored? All we did was lose. It was kind of sad, right? I mean, the guy was really good. Anyway, maybe we get back into something like that another time. As far as this time goes, Chad DeDominicis, our guest earlier from Expected Buffalo, the founder of the site even, joined us to talk about the upcoming NHL draft and what the Sabres should be trying to do here this week. That's next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.